Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. People claim to have seen a person in this world after they have already passed on. Is there any truth to that, or were they just imagining it? The Zohar HaKadosh writes that a person can be given permission to come back down to this world and appear to people. They pass through what's called Gan Eden HaTachton, and they put on a certain spiritual garb that makes them look exactly as they did while they were living here. And the Zohar brings a story that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Abba were once discussing one of the esoteric parts of the Torah. And Rab Hamnuna Saba, who already passed on, appeared to them and revealed deep secrets concerning their discussion. The Gemara in Masechet Ketuvot says that after Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi passed away, he used to come back to say Kiddush for his family on Friday night and sit at their table during the Shabbat meal. Rav Shabtai Yudelavit Zecher Sadiq Evracha told the story that he heard from his rabbi, Ish Mipi Ish, from the mouth of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. One time, in the yeshiva Rav Chaim Etz Chaim, one of his students became very ill, and the rabbi sent him back to his family to be treated. Another boy from the yeshiva escorted him, and they stayed overnight by an inn. And when they got the bill the next morning, they saw they didn't have enough money to pay for the whole thing. The student told the innkeeper he'll send the money with his friend, and he'll drop it off on his way back to the yeshiva. When they reached the student's house, he thanked his friend for accompanying him, and he gave him the balance of the money to return to the innkeeper. But on his way back, it slipped his mind. He had taken a different route, and he didn't end up paying. A few months later, the word got back to the yeshiva that the student had passed away. They held eulogies for him there. The people learned in his memory. And one night during the Shiva, Rav Chaim was walking through the hallway of the yeshiva after midnight, and he saw that student who already passed away standing right in front of him. The rabbi was not afraid. He approached the student and asked what he needed. The student replied, when he went up to Shamayim, he saw that he was cleansed from all of his sins due to the suffering that he had at the end of his life, and he was ready to enter Gan Eden. But as he arrived to the gates of Gan Eden, he was stopped by an angel who said, "You stole. You can't come in." It was the money that he owed the innkeeper that was never paid. The angel said, "The money you sent never got there, and therefore you still owe." But because the student did everything in his power to pay, he was given permission to come back down and ask his rabbi to make sure that it does get paid, and so it happened. Those who pass on from this world are still alive. They're just living in another location. So it is not shocking if they are seen here. A man told me he was visiting the grave of a Sadiq in Israel in 1996. And while he was there, a man from his shul who had passed away that year appeared right in front of him and told him to light a candle in his memory there. He was shocked at the sight and just stood there looking at him. The man repeated, "Please light a candle in my memory." So he turned around to light the candle, and when he turned back, the man was gone. He told that man's children about the episode, and they said their father was responsible for donating a lot of money to restore that burial site, so it made sense that he would appear over there. This world is transient. We are here on a mission to follow Torah and mitzvot to the best of our ability in the circumstances Hashem puts us in. The next world is the real world, the one that will last forever. The better we do our job here, the more enjoyable it will be for us over there. Have a great day.